Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Everybody wants to get into the act. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. 7 till. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner, the president of Bottom Line Personal. BottomLineInc.com is the website. The personal is their twice monthly publication, which is just outstanding. And then their annuals, right? The yearbooks and the women's health book and the men's health book, which I know is on the drawing board. And what else?
We've got health breakthroughs, latest breakthroughs in health. We have a lot of integrated health products so that you can, you know, heal yourself naturally. I always say drugs and surgery, last resort, not first resort. What can you do to prevent
health? We've
got Bottom Line Store, where we help you follow the advice of our experts, make it easy because it's real confusing. You say, oh, yes, I should take vitamin D. And then you go to Whole Foods or you go to your natural product store, and it's really confusing. So we've worked with our experts, curated the best products, so the decision is simple and you can trust whatever you're getting.
So check it out, folks, bottomlineinc.com. You'll be glad you did. You thank me later.
We want to help people in all areas of their lives.
And they do a good job of
life's
it, too.
Confusing.
So let's talk about eating alone when you're traveling. Now, I travel a pretty good bit, and sometimes by myself. My wife goes sometimes, but sometimes by myself. For example, I'm going to Heartland America today. I'm going to Des Moines today for a day or so, and I'm going to be traveling alone. And so what should I do about eating? Should I eat alone? What should I go to a drive up and eat, or should I go to a fancy restaurant and eat by myself? What should I do?
Well, it depends on who you are. So a lot of people have an issue with eating alone. And even when you're on business, you know, even though you're there on business, you're intentionally alone. There's no social stigma to it, but they still feel really weird about it.
Do you think ladies are going to have a harder time with that than men are, aren't they?
I don't know. You know what?
I just think so.
If that makes me chauvinistic,
so be it. But I just think it would be harder for women. They'd be more self-conscious than the guy would be eating alone. What do you think?
Am I wrong? But there are things they could do. So, and then, you know, some of these, you know, you forget that you could do some of these simple things. Speaking of women being a little self-conscious, you could eat at the restaurant bar rather than at a table.
Right, which
is a little more social. Mm-hmm. You might feel like, you know, don't get away from the fact that you're sitting at the bar feeling like you might be picking someone up. You could sit there alone. Sometimes you could chat with the bartender or someone else will come and sit next to you. So you'll be able to have social interaction rather than sitting at a table and feeling a little weird. There are a bunch of restaurants, actually, that are starting to have these communal tables, which mm-hmm. is interesting. I know there's one of my favorite restaurants down in D.C., Farmers Fisher's Bakers. They've got these big communal tables so that you can just go sit down and people will surround you. So you can, again, meet who you want to meet. And then here's for if you're really adventurous, there's a website called voulezvousdiner.com. And it's like the Airbnb of food. So if you're in a city and you want a home-cooked meal, you go on there, and there are people that literally will invite you to their home.
Wow. See, that's like when I was growing up in the country. Wherever you were at lunch, you just walked in the house, and you ate lunch with them.
Yeah.
Well, country folks are like that, and they didn't give you a bill, though.
I was looking online, and some of these places, they charge you a pretty penny to be able to do it. But, you know, if you're alone in the city and you don't want to be there, and it's an interesting thing, you know, you go to different places, and it wouldn't it be interesting to meet the local people as long as you're there, rather than stay at the Marriott Hotel.
And don't go to some chain restaurant. Go to a local, go to the concierge hotel at the hotel and say, where do the locals hang out? That's what I do. What's the local food? That way you can find out what is the food that's particular to Des Moines or St. Louis or whatever, you know. I did that in St. Louis. They sent me to Italian Hill. It was great.
Yeah. The best restaurant, I was in Mexico with some friends recently. The best restaurant we went to was from one of the bellhops, which was this local Mexican, it was like a little taco stand. best food we had the entire time.
I got a confession to make, though. When I travel more and more, I do room service.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the worst food.
Well, I know, but it's awfully handy. I can get in.
Oh,
it's been a long day. Like tonight, I'll probably eat room service because I'll get in late and I'll be tired. I got a big day tomorrow.
You must be able to at least.
Yeah.
You must be able to at least go to a Whole Foods or something, get some good takeout.
I'll order a salad and some soup. I'll order a salad and some soup.
Take forever for it to get there.
And maybe
food trucks. You ever go to food trucks? Those are a really good option.
Sometimes you got to watch those though. Hey Sarah, it's great having you here again.
Great food.
Will you come back again real soon?
I will always come back.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, BottomLineInc.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. It's a great site. A lot of good stuff there. BottomLineInc.com. Sarah Heiner is there. Wherever she is, it's a fun place. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.